This is the Music History Today podcast for April 14th. On today's show, Edith Piaf becomes part of a murder investigation, Motown Records gets incorporated, and Beyoncé makes history yet again. First up, though, on this date in 1936, singer Edith Piaf became part of a murder investigation in Paris, France, when her patron, nightclub owner Louis Lepley, was found murdered. In 1956, Bobby Helms signed with Decca Records. In 1960, the Motown Record Corporation was incorporated. In 1963, the Beatles met the Rolling Stones for the first time. In 1965, the Elvis Presley movie Girl Happy premiered in movie theaters. In 1968, Phil Spector married Ronnie Bennett of the Ronettes. In 1975, Ronnie Wood was announced as the Rolling Stones' new guitarist, replacing Mick Taylor. In 1976, singer and actress Doris Day married restaurant owner Barry Comden. In 1986, LL Cool J's album Radio became the first rap album to sell over 500,000 copies. In 1994, Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley announced that they were getting divorced. In 1998, VH1 premiered its first VH1 Divas concert. In 2000, Metallica filed suit against Napster. In 2012, Dave Haywood of Lady Antebellum, now known as Lady A, married record executive Kelly Casciola. In 2016, Prince performed in concert for the final time. In 2018, Beyoncé became the first black woman to headline the Coachella Music Festival. And in 2019, Logic became the first rapper to have a best-selling book on the New York Times bestsellers list. In classical music, in 1883, the opera Lakmé premiered. In 1895, Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony premiered. And in 1932, Georges Bizet's piece Jeu de l'Enfance premiered. In theater, in 1926, the musical Lady Be Good opened on Broadway. In 1946, the Broadway show Day Before Spring closed. In 1956, the Cole Porter musical Silk Stockings closed on Broadway. In 1956, same day, the musical Plain and Fancy closed on Broadway. In 1960, the musical Bye Bye Birdie opened on Broadway. In 1970, the Broadway show Boyfriend opened. And in 1992, the revival of the musical Guys and Dolls opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 14th, in 1969, Barbra Streisand won at the Academy Awards. In 1986, George Strait, Alabama, and Reba McEntire were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 2008, Taylor Swift and Trace Atkins were among the big winners at the Country Music Television Music Awards. In 2009, George Harrison received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2012, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Beastie Boys, and Guns N' Roses were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in 2018, Bon Jovi, Nina Simone, and the Cars were among those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Albums that were released on April 14th include in 1966 when Dionne Warwick released Dionne Warwick in Paris. In 1972, Gentle Giant released Three Friends. In 1980, Iron Maiden released their self-titled album, and Judas Priest released their iconic classic British Steel. In 1982, Van Halen released Diver Down. In 1983, David Bowie released his best-selling album, Let's Dance. In 1986, the Cocteau Twins released Victoria Land, and Judas Priest released Turbo. In 1989, Soul Asylum released their EP, Clam Dip and Other Delights. In 1992, ZZ Top released their greatest hits album, and Chaka Khan released The Woman I Am. In 1997, the Mother Nature Calls cast album was released. And in 1998, Clutch released The Elephant Riders, and Converge released When Forever Comes Crashing. In 2003, Cream released the BBC Sessions. In 2014, Focus released Golden Oldies. And in 2017, Kendrick Lamar released Damn. Singles that were released on April 14th include in 1955 when Fats Domino released Ain't That a Shame. In 1960, Sam Cooke released Wonderful World. In 1962, Dion released Lovers Who Wander. In 1964, Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells did a twofer. They released Once Upon a Time and What's the Matter with You, Baby. In 1969, Elvis Presley released In the Ghetto. In 1972, Hot Tuna released Keep on Truckin'. In 1987, The Cure released Why Can't I Be You. In 1995, Bryan Adams released Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman? Really, really, really loved a woman. It's actual lyrics in the song. In 1999, Sixpence None the Richer released There She Goes. In 2014, Sam Smith released Stay With Me. And in 2017, Kendrick Lamar released DNA. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 14th include country music legend Miss Loretta Lynn, also rapper DeBrat, Win Butler of Arcade Fire, musician Clayton, drummer Ellington Ratcliffe, DJ Willie William, rapper Kent Jones, singer Melissa Sandoval, DJ Getter, singer Edith Peters, musician Gregory Page, singer Mike Williams, Kirk Winstein of Crowbar, musician Britt Daniel, singer Roses, Pat Fairley of Marmalade, Richie Blackmore of Deep Purple, and also the group Rainbow, June Millington of Fanny, Sonia Christina of Curved Air, Danny Bose of Thunder, John Bell of Widespread Panic, Vinnie Moore of UFO, Martin Lenoble of Porno for Pyros. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 14th include composer Johann Kinderman, who passed away in 1655 at the age of 39. Composing great George Friedrich Handel passed away in 1759 at the age of 74. Violinist Joachim Eggert passed away from tuberculosis in 1813 at the age of 34. Composer Joseph Lanner passed away in 1843 at the age of 42. Piano maker Ignaz Bösendorfer passed away in 1865 at the age of 65. Composer William Sherwin passed away in 1888 at the age of 62. Organist Jeffrey Shaw passed away in 1943 at the age of 63. Blues singer-songwriter Lil Green passed away in 1954. The date of birth is in flux, so depending on who you talk to, his age is either 39, 48, or 57. Kind of a wide range. Jazz double bassist Al Morgan passed away in 1974 at the age of 65. Violinist Ivan Galamian passed away in 1981 at the age of 78. Bassist Pete Farndon of the Pretenders passed away from drowning in his bathtub during a drug overdose in 1983 at the age of 30. Composer Willem Bond passed away in 1983 at the age of 42. Composer Elizabeth Lutyens passed away in 1983 at the age of 76. Pianist Reginald Bean passed away in 1985 at the age of 63. Composer Carl Haller passed away in 1987 at the age of 79. Composer Herbert Inch passed away in 1988 at the age of 83. Composer Johann Franco passed away in 1988 at the age of 79. Singer-songwriter Thurston Harris passed away from heart issues in 1990 at the age of 58. Pianist and band leader Sammy Price passed away in 1992 at the age of 83. Folk singer and actor Burl Ives passed away in 1995 at the age of 85. Saxophonist Danny Turner passed away in 1995 at the age of 75. Drummer Gaylord Birch passed away from cancer in 1996 at the age of 50. Folk music artist, manager, and also record producer Manny Greenhill passed away in 1996 at the age of 80. Singer-songwriter and actor Mr. Anthony Newley passed away in 1999 at the age of 67. Jazz trumpet player Benny Bailey passed away in 2005 at the age of 79. The man nicknamed the King of Hawaiian Music, singer of the popular song Tiny Bubbles, Mr. Don Ho, passed away in 2007 at the age of 76. Jazz pianist Esbjorn Svensson passed away in a scuba diving accident in 2008 at the age of 44. Singer-songwriter and bassist Peter Steele of the group Type O Negative passed away from sepsis in 2010 at the age of 48. The conductor of the Covent Garden Symphony Orchestra from 1970 to 1985, the Bavarian Radio Symphony from 1983 to 1993, and the London Symphony Orchestra from 1995 to 2006, Sir Colin Davis, passed away in 2013 at the age of 85. Singer-songwriter George Jackson passed away from cancer in 2013 at the age of 68. Jazz and rock percussionist Armando Peraza of the group Santana from 1972 to 1990 passed away in 2014 at around the age of 89. The birth date is in flux there as well. Singer Percy Sledge passed away in 2015 at the age of 73. Opera singer Manfred Young passed away in 2021 at the age of 76. Singer-songwriter and guitarist Rusty Young of Poco passed away in 2021 at the age of 75. And songwriter and guitarist Mark Sheehan of the group The Script passed away in 2023 after an illness at the age of 46. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 15th, when in 2012, the Tupac hologram was used during Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's performance at the Coachella Music Festival.